Today is Tuesday, April 13th, 1976, and we're taping the Swanland Language conversation with Mr. and Mrs. Ed Watlett and Mr. and Mrs. Harvey Amend. I'll be asking the questions in English, and the Watletts and Laments will be answering in Walloon. And this is for the purpose of recording the Walloon language as it has been spoken in Wisconsin. My name is Lynn McCauley, and I'll be asking the questions in English, and then I'll stay out of the conversation.
Could you describe for me the home that the two of you grew up in? You were both LeGrave sisters. You were the daughters of Frank LeGrave?
Right.
Could you describe your house for us and where it was located, who lived there, and what your day was like, your chores, and so forth?
Well, the house we lived in... Oh, I forget myself. Nos moujons, c'est son moujon de pire. L'un de trois espèces de muraille. Puis sur passé deux pis espèces. Et je suis réveillé que papa Jeff qui est resté une espèce pour que pour piquer tout et puis c'est comme deux murailles et une craillette en même temps comme ça que nous avons en face ici. Une aile de mérite et comme ça que c'est donné ses fouettes. Mais c'est un fouette moujon pour ça, parce qu'un moujon de pied, elle est au fouette. Mettre nos pieds fort, donc pour le chauffer des coups. Il y aurait un point de poulet, c'était du lent, avant qu'il faut voir, on est dans la cuisine. Une grosse chauffette d'une grande place, non?
Oui. Et il y avait tantôt une grande cuisine et une petite chambre. Hein?
Oui. La cuisine, c'est ça. Le place à mounir, c'est ça. C'est ça.
Oui.
Quand ce moment là, c'est au fait au puni, nous n'avons point de grande place à rien, avec une grande cuisine et du champ.
Une grande place, c'est une belle place. Hein? Moi, je suis de Marie Chéry. Toute la semaine, c'est la cuisine du rue, le dimanche, pendant 5 kilomètres.
C'est ni quand nous, ni nos autres, parce que Paris, dans notre petite chape, de grande place, bon, mais on doit venir là-dedans, quand je suis de petite enseigne, quand je suis petit, mais quand je suis plus grand, je suis en train de dire.
Well, they're talking on the other tape about the home we lived in when we were children. It was a stone house, and the walls were very thick, at least 2 feet thick. I remember my father always said that the walls were so thick because it was like two separate walls with an airspace in between. It was supposed to make a warmer house, but actually it was a very cold house. And then Harvey says we used to put our feet in the oven to warm our feet up. There were no furnaces in those days. We had a wood stove in the kitchen and a big heater in the living room. Also, the home had a very large kitchen and then small bedrooms off of it. There was a living room later, and that was called, they called it the Grand Place, the Grand Place, they say, was the living room. And many houses, it was open only on Sunday. We didn't play in the living room when we were children either. Our grandfather slept in the bedroom off the living room, and so it had to be quiet in there.
Le champ, il faut arrêter quand c'est le petit nid d'air dans l'autre du champ pour tout.
Ah, il
n'a pas
les gâteaux de
chance.
Ça, c'est
le gâteau de chance.
Oui. Et puis, j'ai donné le fesses de stade, donc là, vous n'avez pas tout point.
Il y a une grosse brise à le voir, comme on dit ça, dans le
dessus.
Il y a votre salut avec une chose. Des routes, quand on a une boîte de la forme pour ma sèche. L'achète pour partir faire au matin.
Tu vas aller dans la nuit, ça, pour mettre le papa faire cette petite achète, il reste là de l'institut. Il y a
plus de
choses à voir. Alors, dans le week-end, vous êtes peut-être. Vous avez carassine dedans pour.
Ni bonjour, une usine de carassine. Non, puis des belles petites achètes, à deux boutiques de fines caillères, peut-être tout ça. Et on y a des papiers par dedans.
Il y avait une décoration beaucoup plus de la lampe.
Oui.
On a beaucoup de choses, il y a une décoration dans le stade, dans le pied. Oui.
De briques. Côté de briques, dans le pied.
Qui sait qu'on dit qu'on se parle, ou je te le fais dire, des choses à briques.
La lampe verte qui est brûlée, donc il y a une brique qui est...
Tu me déclares, non de Dieu.
DVC que le champ est une subie petite, que ça veut dire que Poutine le lit de devant, à deux montées de champ autour, parce qu'elle est une petite. Et Léo et Jolif de Dan Serre, nous avons Serre Dio de Mojan pour boire, et Léo, de quoi elle est Jolif en compète. Et bien, dernière, d'où le fait, c'est de Stédif. À deux, le Mojan venait fouette, c'est sur les bières, ça. Mais nous avons un réservoir. Et dans vos réservoirs, au le drit de notre stuf au bois, il fallait tous les jours remplir ça et vous essayer de dire quand on le cuire dans le charpon. Et alors, et vous le faites qu'est-ce que dans le stuf, Léo se réchauffe. Et quand il fallait de Léo pour se laver, pour laver les bedons, vous allez là-dedans et vous cuire de Léo ou de le réservoir, comme ça vous en avez de la chute. Et au bout de. Des cours boutif, les bois de l'air fort pour sécher comme ça que. Parce que vraiment, des cours, les bois, ils restent dans des moussières de bois à l'iche. Et là, on va des nufs dedans, non, des cours, ça reste dans les sèches. On doit les boutines de l'air fort pour sécher comme ça que bulle bien quand on boutoue le stuf. Et on est, il faut le faire des chètes ou des bois pour aller mettre le stuf de matin. Et puis, on un bouquet de site, et on coutia, et puis des fins bouquets comme ça qu'ils boutinent ça. Décide de papier dans le stuf pour aller bien pour faire le fait. Et tous les jours, il fallait frapper le bois au bois. Le bois au bois, il ne reste pas dans le stuf, il peut surveiller là tout près. Et il fallait aller cuire des bouquets de bois, des cèbres, et voir qu'il y a un moton de remplir le bois, comme ça qu'on peut faire des faits. Pour se tenir chouette, pour cuire sa mounie aussi. On a déjà utilisé de la carassine, on s'est vu de mettre la carassine dessus le bois pour faire brûler, comme s'il le fait. Mais dans ce moment-là, on a utilisé de ça, pour ne pas dire que c'est trop dangereux, on utilise rien que d'achète de bois. Mais on utilise de la carassine dans ces lampes, pour par exemple, les lampes avec la carassine, on a coupé le match, comme ça qu'elle ne fume pas trop fort, ça bien. Et on boutif, de coup, quand il fait froid, on fait un boutif de briques, de l'air fort, pour les chauffer. Donc, pour toutes ces briques-là, avec nous autres, on les fait le lift dans un peu de couvert, on sait qu'un bout de dents là, on a nos pieds pour tenir ces pieds chauds. Vie pareille dans ce moment, d'un coup, on coupe, ils vont chauffer ces briques trop chaudes, je pense, et l'astie d'armes, et bien tout, ces couvertes, on préfère, et ça fait de fumer, par favor. They were talking about the bedrooms being small, and it almost seemed as though they put the bed in first and built the bedroom around it because there wasn't room for much else in there. And the house was so cold that many times the water froze. The top of the water pail would have a layer of ice on it, or if you took a glass of water to your bedroom with you, it would be frozen by morning. And the fire went out during the night. Usually nobody woke up to keep the fire going. There was nobody around, so the fire went out and the house was pretty cold by morning. But on the back of the wood stove, there was a reservoir which you filled with water from the pump during the day. And with the heat from the fire burning in the stove, the reservoir stayed full of warm water, hot, sometimes warm. But at least when you wanted to wash up or do dishes, you took a dipper and dipped water from the reservoir and put it into your pan to use for washing up. And sometimes they put the wood in the oven to dry. If the wood was damp and they thought, well, perhaps it was out in the snow, or even if it were in a shed, maybe it wasn't as dry as it could be, they'd dry it in the oven first before they put it in the stove. And at night they always had to make wood chips to light the fire in the morning. I can remember my father every night before he went to bed would take out a piece of cedar and he'd make cedar kindling, you know, by splitting it real fine for light fire within the morning. And of course you always had to fill the wood box every day. That was usually the job of the children, to fill the wood box by carrying arms full of wood from the woodshed and filling up the big box so we could have enough wood for the evening and to get going again in the morning. Some people use kerosene. They throw a little kerosene into their firebox on the wood to make it light. But my father never did that because he thought that was dangerous. So he always just used paper, crinkled paper with kindling on top and then wood over it. We did use kerosene in our lamps when we were little. That was the only kind of lighting we had when we were until we grew older. And in the cold winter nights, they would use sad irons or irons like you ironed clothes or bricks. They'd put them in the oven to warm, and then they'd let them sit in the oven there, and when they were ready to go to bed, they'd take their bricks and wrap them in a piece of blanket or a towel and take them to bed with them, put them at their feet in the bed. It kept the, served them as foot warmers. Grandpa had the habit of, he always liked to do that. But one night he got his bricks too hot, and after he was in bed a while, the blankets caught fire. So we had burnt holes at the bottom of the blanket, and we had a lot of smoke in the house that night.
All right.
You just handled that.
All right. So there's that. All right. And that whole deuxième là où est-ce que nous avons de job, par nous avons troisième là où est-ce que nous avons là.
Troisième là où il y a des étages.
Et nous avons planté, par tableau, grâce à nous avons point de planté de le troisième étage. Mais là, nous avons planté par tableau. Avant de rentrer, n'est pas grand, il rentre, n'est pas dit.
Alors, ce troisième partie, nous avons tout qui puis sauter à l'étage.
All right, but then you were out in there, don't you? From the teaching there to në su me se son me se sore ko on de me su don elle elle la sezui
e stavu
e ne juste me me da bu ne savo così e la sto moia come monta a don le navo ma me fa fa e no capse e ti vi se sto nera a don se sto del e Josie mais c'est un risque. Mais vous parlez, c'est un chip là de cette chère personne, c'est-à-dire le stif, non?
Oui. Et... C'est un chip de journée.
Oui, et il a voté...
Il dit tout bas de belge,
là. Oui, il a voté c'est tout bas, et jardin, et jardin, et tout bas. Oui, donc c'est tout bas.
A lui butti il sale, il a ci se tu bacca le me, ma lui butti da un altro gnà. Là où, quand ça l'a monté, qu'a l'inde del troisième étage.
Oui.
Et quand il n'aura pas pu un tu bacca, il dit, allez, on t'y l'air comme un tu bacca. Et il fallait choisir, on monte là-haut, et d'un coup, il fallait le grec, il dit, ça reste tout parti à chambre. Ça va l'unis, ça, qu'il fallait venir aller vers Christ.
Oui.
Il fallait le grec, il fallait.
Ça sentait bon.
Oui.
Ça sentait bien, tu me changes juste un petit peu, mais ça me sentait bon.
In that house, there were there were really four stories. There was a basement and a first floor, a regular floor. There was a upstairs floor where we slept, and then there was a second upstairs in the attic. But the attic was not like most of them. It had a complete flooring all over it, and had a large window on each end. And there was also a door in the roof, a little square door that opened up into the roof, so that you could climb out in case you had to repair the chimney or fix the roof. It was quite a high house. And then Ed starts wisecracking. He says to Harv, well, how do you know so much about it? You never lived there. And they all start to laugh, but Grace says, yes, Harvey did live there, because when he wasn't teaching, they did live with the folks for a while. Well, anyway, living in that house, my mother and father lived there, of course, and my grandfather lived there. And she was a half-sister to my grandfather. She had always lived with the family, and she was accepted as a part of the family because she had always been there. She was born deaf, and so she never learned to talk. And as she grew older, she became blind. So when we knew her in our childhood, she was deaf and dumb and almost blind. There were four daughters in our family. The oldest daughter was Emerence, then there was Odile and Josie and Grace. Grandpa did mostly sat in his chair all the time. He had a chair, an old rocker by the stove, and he always sat there smoking his pipe. He smoked his pipe all day. He grew his own tobacco in the garden. He would chop it and fall. He had some kind of a machine that he chopped it with, and then he'd put it in a barrel, pack it in a barrel, and it was under the attic stairs upstairs. And many times when he'd run out of tobacco, he'd say, "Here, run, fill my pouch." And us kids would have to run upstairs and fill his pouch. And I can remember the tobacco would get so packed in the barrel, we'd have to scratch it, you know, to get it loose again. And I loved the smell even then.
Hi, and Mom, fait quoi, la 9 que Paris a tout à vous scalopte, c'est bien, c'est évolutif par deux scalopes pour voir comme elle fut que c'est dernier, donc.
Ah oui, je fais poitrine, tant d'une mounie, elle couche après chaque repas, quand il y a foie, non?
Ah, il n'y a pas de exagéré. Au bout de l'ancien, il n'y a plus dit d'une nouvelle ancienne sur le jour, il est parti, il est tenté en couche, au bout d'une adresse.
C'est dur.
Sometimes my mother would get kind of upset because Grandpa was always watching everything he did. He'd sit there and put his head down, but he'd look just under the rim of his cap just so he could watch what she was doing, cooking at the stove, you know. And that used to get on her nerves. It was kind of funny. Of course, we had no refrigerator in those days, so when they wanted to keep food cool, they brought it down in the basement, put it on the basement floor at the stone house. The basement floor is also stone. It's built upon bedrock, apparently. And you always had to bring the food down there if you wanted to keep it cold. The stairs were very steep, and of course there wasn't any light. We didn't have any running water. You wanted a drink, you took a drink from a dipper in the pail that sat on a bench in the pantry. Of course, we always had wine in our house. My grandfather had grapevines in the garden, and every fall he made grape wine. Many times for meals, what my father would do, he'd take half a glass of wine and he'd fill it with water, and that was his drink for his mealtime.
Quand on est sorti, nous avons un gros mouille au métal et le cou là-dedans.
Ah non, Dieu est un mouille.
Dieu est un mouille.
Un petit mouille, la vache fait une grande flou de terre, ça qui flottait. Ah bon, et Dieu peut être compatif. C'est le jus que j'avais fait, c'est le jus pour vider la paillesse, petit venu très bien. La paillesse est bien super, donc quand on prend le nez, on roule de vos
yeux.
Après qu'on avance, c'est la paillasse faite.
Mais dans le mot, pour une personne qui a volé ma traite, c'est du blanc.
Non.
Ton paillesse.
Est-ce que tu aurais un peu
plus? Oui, c'est que tu aurais un strain. C'est bleu,
Mais il fallait vraiment se les traire parce qu'il restait tout parti. Quand on fait ce livre, il fallait rechurer les traits et faire monter au net.
Tu peux retourner, hein, tu peux dire.
maison de tourner des fois, c'est bien parce que ça reste quand assez grand.
Nous avons une grosse poterie là.
Et pendant le conseil, la ville en août, ça fait qu'est-ce qu'il a mis ça?
On s'appelle pendant le conseil, non?
La ville en conseil, mais en août, pendant le conseil, comme on appelle le pays avec du restreint, pendant le conseil.
Ça rappelle ça pour
vous que. Ah oui, le restreint pendant le conseil en complet, on a plus de lait.
When we were children, every fall there would be a large straw stack in the yard. And we'd play in that straw stack. The cows would eat around the stack, and they'd rub it, and they'd make holes through it, and then we'd play hide and seek, and we'd play tag over it. And on threshing day, that's the day when the straw stack got formed, of course. And after threshing, that's the time that we filled the mattresses for the beds. Nobody had a mattress. Everybody had straw ticks. A straw tick was a large, well, like a large pillowcase, but it was the size of a whole bed. And was made of ticking. You filled that with fresh straw after the threshing. It was big. It was real high. So for the first night you went to bed, your bed was real high. But anyway, you had to fill the mattresses. And when you went to bed, the straw jingled in your as you moved it. It jingled in bed, you know. But it smelled nice. It was nice, clean, fresh smelling straw. It was comfortable. We always had feather pillows over it. But when you went to fix the bed, you always had to shake the straw or turn the mattress and shake it to get the straw up. Otherwise, it was all hollow. There was a hollow in the center, you know. And under the pillow, it seems to me there was some other something under the pillow. It was like a long pillow that extended under the both pillows of the bed, and it was a thinner pillow and was filled with straw. I don't know why. I suppose maybe to even up the bed or. Maybe they just liked high pillows.
On n'avait jamais dormi, c'était mettre une autre lit entière et dire un pantalon.
Oui, on se veut dire c'est un pantalon. Oui.
On
a
toujours pris un pantalon pour les danseurs.
C'était un pantalon pour le dire ce chapelet. On a dit qu'on avait mis le chapelet,
c'est pas. Au matin, il se mettait une annonce, le papa ne jamais, maman. Mouillin jamais le.
Génie?
Non, c'est le maître Enya, qui est le pantalon. Non,
Génie au matin, Génie au deuxième cours, donc dernier, non, chenille.
Au Mouillin, c'est un cours, non?
Oui, c'est un cours. Mais c'est le vin tout
le oui.
Et quand, c'est bien, nous autres, quand papa a travaillé avec les riz, quand il fait partie de Mitchard.
Oui, tout
le monde. Au matin, il l'appelle Danny.
Nous, tu as bien vu, il faisait partie de Mitchard.
On n'a pas de vin. Il peut pas signer les chevaux.
Voilà.
Dans les tracteurs, comme on se dit.
Oui, les chevaux, il faut qu'on ait une grande de temps pour venir. Après un jazz, c'est quand même. Il travaillait une nuit pour en lire après un jazz, parce que les chevaux parlaient une nuit pour en lire.
Tu sais, quand la structure, tu as ton temps. Maman vous dit comme Mitch pour nous autres dans le bidon et tout.
Ah, oui, c'est ça, papa, non? Puis quand j'ai son petit frère, j'ai son tour de malade. Je me suis dit pourquoi est-ce que j'ai son tour de malade, il veut s'appeler ou l'autre. Et maman, elle a son, c'est bien embarrassé, parce que j'ai son malade, elle dit le tour de papa. Du coup, elle a travaillé avec la clé, quand j'ai son malade, j'ai vu mon papa, et par le.
Every night before we went to bed, we all had to kneel and pray, of course. I think they prayed much more than we do now. And all Lent, we always said the rosary. We all knelt together in the kitchen, each on with a chair. Against a chair, and we prayed the rosary. In the morning, they prayed too, always before breakfast. And they ate five meals every day. They got up early, and they worked long days, and they had breakfast in the morning. Then about 9 o'clock, they had lunch. They had dinner at noon. At 3 in the afternoon, they had lunch again, and then they had supper after they were through with chores in the evening. When we were children, my mother would pack a lunch about 9 o'clock and again at 3 o'clock, and no matter what we were doing, she'd call for us, and we had to run and bring my father the lunch out in the field. She'd usually pack a little sandwich for us, too, so we'd sit in the field with our father and eat our lunch. And I still remember the smell of the clover when he was cutting hay. It smelled so good. When Grace was sick, she tells, she was always sick. And when she was sick, she always wanted her father. Somehow, no matter what he was doing, if he was out in the field working with the horses and Grace got sick, they'd have to go and get Pa. He had to come home, he'd unhitch the horses, put them in the barn, and come in the house and sit and take care of her.
Je voulais son bon papa. Je voulais faire un émouillé. Je voulais faire des vôtres. Ça fait même plus de vôtres. Et je suis émouillé fait comme mes vôtres. Alors, je voulais faire pour les vôtres. Notre métier, c'est sur notre monon, parce que notre mari, elle voulait le sou de papa. C'est surtout de lui que son métier, elle a vendu la graisse pour revenir des oranges, ce jour-là. Elle a venu des oranges, elle est sourde, donc ça fait la vie bouillie à terre, et donc c'était à casse pour cuire des oranges. Mais je n'ai jamais fait ça, il a vu ça y est, elle m'a fait émouillie, donc ça fait papa fait déjà faire des petits pots là, et casser des oranges, ça y est, pas jouer. Comme ça, je l'ai mené, vous avez vu ça, moi.
Nous, c'est une chose que ça, ça va y être comme là, hein.
She also tells you that our father was very good with sick people. When she was a little girl, Grace tells that when she was sick, I remember she had scarlet fever, she was very sick when she was 4, and she wouldn't eat, they couldn't get her to eat anything. And she'd think up something. I remember she'd say, oh, she'd like some pancakes. So mother would make pancakes, but when they were made, she wouldn't eat them. She couldn't eat them. Our uncle was the doctor then. He was married to my father's twin sister, and so he came very often. And he insisted that she had to have oranges. But there weren't any oranges in the stores out in the country at that time because it was the dead of winter. So they had to order oranges out. I don't know where they had them shipped from. But then he had to ride all the way to Casco to go and pick them up, which was like about 10 miles. I think he had to go 10 miles to pick up some oranges for her. Only when he'd get home with them, she wouldn't eat those either. So then he'd play games. He'd pull the oranges apart and he'd tell her they were little ponies and things like that to try to get her to eat the oranges. Then Harvey starts telling on there that mostly what we had to eat were pork and potatoes.
Elle fait une sauce de crème, on aime bien ça.
Ouais.
Ou des oignons.
Elle cuve des carottes, elle vous dit tout de même de vinaigre et de sucre à vous.
Oui. D'un coup, des fois, elle met toutes les carottes, tout ça, là.
Puis, absolument, qu'elle a qu'un nez pour vendre, c'est toujours là pour m'assurer, parce qu'il y a une chance qu'il y a une. C'est qu'il avait une couve. Des carottes, des canadaires, des crabes, qu'il avait une.
Pour dire le jardin. Le céleri. Il était chichi, aussi, comme le céleri, le pédine. Ah, pour le céleri. Ça chichine pas, le pomme, ça. Ça chichine pas, le pomme, ça. On doit lui venir la canne de poids d'homme, poids, tout ça. Et vous avez entendu de poids, nous autres. Et même, ça s'est entendu là, donc, son livre de poids, elle fut sauver de tout des zoos, là.
Oui.
Nous avons sauvé des zoos, des noms mythes, là, pour aller à l'école, non?
On doit parler, non?
Non,